Aaron Keene is here with our weekend roundup of the arts in Louisville. Aaron, what's going on this weekend?
Oh, lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff. The Broadway series has the national tour of Memphis. They're playing in Whitney Hall through Sunday, and I believe there's matinees on Saturday and Sunday as well as evening performances. This show won all of the top Tonys in 2010, Best Musical. All of the music, the score, and the book won Tonys as well. And it's about a white DJ in early 1950s Memphis who has fallen in love with black music. Back in a time when the R&B stations and the black stations mm-hmm. were on the edge of the dial, and the coveted middle of the dial was all mainstream white kind of lame music, Perry Como, that sort of thing. And so he gives the middle of the dial a shot in the arm. Mm-hmm. He falls in love with a black nightclub singer. They have a highly charged romance. The show is really amazing. It's very high energy. The choreography is by Sergio Trujillo, who choreographed Jersey Boys. Fantastic dance numbers. The music is outstanding from the very top of the show. And it's an emotional play because there are elements of violence. There's a real danger to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's not just a lighthearted romp through rock and roll, but it is that as well.
And I assume a lot of R&B music in the production?
Yeah, the music's all original. It's not a jukebox musical.
Okay.
But yeah, it's all original Tony Award winning music.
Okay.
And sort of evokes the time period, but it's also a kind of an updated mm-hmm. spin on it. So, and the songs are big enough to really feel like big ensemble Broadway numbers.
All right. What's next?
Well, the Kentucky Museum of Art and Craft is looking ahead to Derby time. It is April, after all.
Oh, Derby is
yes.
getting close.
And so they're opening a special exhibit of ceramic bourbon bottles and shot glasses created by artists all over the country this weekend. So there's a bit of a nod to those vintage decanters. You've probably seen in your grandpa's basement or up on the walls of bars that have that still have a vintage collection. But the bourbon used to come in these like incredibly interesting, intricately sculpted ceramic decanters. So mm-hmm. this is a bit of a wink and a nod to that. But these are new design, handmade vessels. They say ranging from whimsical to modern in design. The exhibit was curated by Matt Long, who is a ceramist in the Department of Art at the University of Mississippi.
And how long is that running?
I believe that's running at least throughout the month.
Okay. And then for our online-only bonus round.
So also opening tonight, opening Thursday, and running through April 13th is Finnegan's Festival of Funky Fresh Fun. And if you can say that three times really fast.
That's five then, Fs? Is that?
Yes, it's that many okay. Fs. That's exactly how many Fs Finnegan has. This is a 10-minute play festival. All local playwrights, local directors, local actors. This is the ninth year that Finnegan has done this. And what you can expect from the Finnegan Festival of Funky Fresh Fun.
You've rehearsed it.
Generally pretty offbeat 10-minute plays. There might be one or two that are sort of fairly straight-faced in nature, mm-hmm. but generally what I've found is like the zanier and wackier a 10-minute play is, the better of a chance it has of being produced in the Finnegan Festival. They take the funky part and the fresh part very seriously in
okay.
their mission.
Right.
So that opens at the Bardstown.
Okay.
Runs this weekend and next.
All right. So it's the Finnegan's Finnegan's Fresh Funky. You have to say it. No.
Finnegan Festival of Funky Fresh Fun.
All right. You have to say that 10 times fast to get out of here.
If you say it in the mirror backwards, then something terrible happens.
I don't want to know.
Something terrible happens.
Aaron Keene, thank you as always.
Thanks a lot.